contacting customer service, Heather. May I please have your zip code so I can locate your account?
Yeah, my zip code is 36527.
527?
Yeah, 36527.
Okay, your first and last name, please. And your first and last name, please.
William Loop.
For security purposes, can you verify your shipping address for me, please, Mr. Loop?
It's 4 Lady Slocum Circle, Spanish Fort, Alabama. And can you speak up a little louder, please?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Is that better?
Oh, yeah, yeah, a lot better.
Okay. I just turned the volume up on my mic. I didn't realize that it was down that low. I apologize.
No problem.
Give me one moment. Let me take a look here and see what you got going on. Okay. Okay. So looking here at the account, it looks like it was created originally on November 8th. There was a contest entry to win a Dyson vacuum and included our Bytes Hub app. I show you actually called in on the 11th, and then they canceled it out for you and actually issued you a full refund.
Yeah, well, that's what I was calling about. I haven't got the refund yet.
Oh, okay. Let me see what happened here. Give me one moment. Let me check.
Tell me a little bit about this. See, when I got that the Dyson thing, I didn't realize that I was signing up for anything that was going to cost me a lot of money.
Right. So as the company that's sponsoring the sweepstakes to win those items, and it's the Dyson vacuum, we're offering sweepstakes for iPad and iPhone, things like that. We do ask that you pay for the first month service to check out the app that we offer. And the app is something you would download on your phone. The app focuses on how to use real food to boost energy, cut sugar and carb cravings. So it's a health-related app.
Yeah, well, I was not interested in any of that, so I didn't realize I shopped until I looked at my credit card thing, and I got this charge for $39. I said, I don't know what the hell that even is. So
right. Yes, sir. And it is a common mistake, too, that happens, because when you actually click on the terms and conditions for the offer, it explains the way to sign up to win the Dyson without paying for the monthly service. You, instead of signing up right on the site, you would send them an email, and that's how you're able to sign up to win the Dyson without paying for the service. So we do encourage you read the terms and conditions, of course, always.
Yeah.
But give me one moment. Again, let me just see what's going on with your refund. Okay, are you still there, sir?
Yeah, yes.
Okay, I apologize for the wait. So, yeah, it looks like there was an issue when the previous agent tried to issue the refund that it didn't process fully, and they might not have noticed before they exited out of the account. So what I went ahead and did for you is just process the refund today for the full $39.89, and that'll go back in your account in 3 to 5 business days from today's date. I do apologize for that, but I do have a refund transaction ID number. That way it verifies that it has officially been refunded as of today.
Okay.
Just let me know when you're ready.
Go ahead.
That's going to be 672.
672.
666.
Uh-huh.
9620.
All right. I got it. Thank you very much, and you have a very happy Thanksgiving.
Yes, you as well. And again, I apologize for any misunderstanding or inconvenience we caused, but thank you for contacting customer support, and you have a wonderful day, Mr. Luke.
You too, sweetie. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.